Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Pasko at mga alaala ng Pasko. Kamusta, Sarina?
Kamusta? How are you?
Good. Salamat sa panahon mo.
Yeah, it's been a good day. Thank you.
Inaabangan ko palagi yung Facebook page mo kasi tuwing Valentine's Day at tuwing Pasko, kumukuha ka ng mga requests.
Yes, yes, I definitely do.
Ngayon, sinimulan mo siya nung unang araw ng Disyembre.
Mm-hmm.
Sinisimulan mo palagi yung a pinch and a punch.
Yes.
For the first day of the month.
Every month I do that, yes. And then on Christmas, I'm like, ooh. December.
Nakita ko maraming na nang nagre-request sa'yo.
Yeah.
So, ano yung pinaka-popular na...
Well, every Christmas, obviously, Mariah Carey, always.
All I Want for Christmas.
All I Want for Christmas is definitely a huge favorite. I guess it's a lot of people associate Christmas straight away with that song. Little Drummer Boy. As well as a bit of...
I saw that with the paper cups
or the
plastic cups.
I do love doing that with the cups because it's a bit more... It's a bit of fun as well. So, people love that one.
Ikaw ba? Kasi dito ka na lumaki sa Australia.
Yes.
Pero yung mami daddy mo, Pinoy na Pinoy.
Yes, yeah.
Meron ba kayong mga tradisyon nung bata ka na alam mong galing sa pagka-Pinoy ng magulang mo?
Well, I guess for Christmas, I guess... They always decorated early because I know in the Philippines, as soon as it's a burr month, so September, they've got September, October, November, they've already got the shops decorated and getting ready for Christmas. And obviously here, it's a little bit unheard of. They prefer December is when they start decorating. But I guess my family's always decorated quite early, so from October, November.
October.
Well, after Halloween.
Okay.
You know, so I guess maybe the start of November. So, yeah.
Ginagawa mo ba yan sa bahay mo ngayon?
Not so much. At my place I'm trying because I've moved in with my partner now, so obviously he's Australian, he's grown up here, so his is more December. But I'm a little bit more festive from November already. But we've decided to decorate at least from the 1st of December.
Ikaw ba nung lumalaki ka? Naniwala ka kay Santa Claus?
Oh, I always, even up till now. What are you talking about? What are you saying?
True.
Yeah. No. In my thought, it's more just the hope and belief. I guess of just something more. Like I guess that's sort of where it comes from. I'm one to really love like unicorns and fairies and just the lighthearted happiness, and Santa for me is included in that. So it's all just always.
So meron ba laging regalo sa ilalim ng Christmas tree para sa iyo?
Not for me. I'm like
nung bata ka.
Yeah, oh yeah. When I was growing up, definitely.
So anong edad ka nung nalaman mong si mami at si daddy pala?
I think I was like maybe 13. I'm not sure. Yeah.
So si decided na saying if you don't believe, you don't receive.
Yeah, yes. I'd say 13-ish.
Siguro hanggang 13
na. Cuz it's hard, you know, cuz also you've got your friends who sort of, you know, bring that.
Yes.
That sort of true.
So ngayon yung dalawang chikiting.
Yeah.
Na hindi na masyadong chikiting.
Yeah.
Do they still believe in Santa?
One does.
And one
is allowing it to still be
for the other.
Yeah, yeah. So they're, you know, he's good like that. As they get older, you know, they're just a bit more cluey and
yes.
it's but it is nice to sort of keep that hope life for them.
Yeah. Ano naman yung mga, syempre Pinoy, yep. Kailangan palaging masarap ang Noche Buena. So ano yung nasa Noche Buena nyo sa lamesa, sa pagkainan, na hindi mo malilimutan habang lumalaki ka?
We always have like pancit.
Pancit?
Yeah, wow. Well, for
long life.
Long
para
life.
Sa birthday,
that's more, I guess it's more for New Year's though, isn't it? I guess.
Queso de bola?
Yeah. I'm not sure really. We just have, we always just have lots of food. I think that's just the whole thing is that
meron
we just
bang special
have lots of
recipe
things.
Yung lola mo or yung mommy mo, tatay mo?
Not really. I don't know. My dad's more the cook. He always has you know, adobo and my favorite's always sinigang, so they always make me sinigang, but it's hot now. So I think it's more just lots of food. Just the fact that there's lots of food. And lots of desserts.
Siyempre, ikaw bang star performer? Ikaw ba yung nagbibigay ng carols?
Well, with my family, actually, my family sing. Like my mom, my uncles, my...
Everyone
you know,
sings.
We all just sort of, you know, karaoke at our place is like harmonies and things like that. And that's why sometimes it's just... But for us, it's like a lot of fun. And we just love to sing. So we all sing together. My cousins. It's lots of fun. So I'm just sort of trying to get my kids involved in that because they're a little bit shy. But they both love music. They both love singing. But my daughter a little bit more than my son.
Sabi mo nga, malalaman mo pag may pamilyang Pinoy kasi may gitara at yes. May kumakanta.
That's right.
Jingle
yeah,
bells,
yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, pag Noche Buena, 24th, yep. Salo-salo kayo, buong Lapus?
Yeah, usually, so Lapus Adeva, family, we all get together. So we sort of alternate each Christmas, but this year I think our one is on Christmas Day. But we definitely come together, sing all the Christmas carols, and we've always got it playing as well in the background. My mom definitely, as you know, it's so nostalgic to listen to Christmas songs.
Nakapagpasko ka na ba sa Pilipinas?
Let me see. I was maybe. I think I was quite young though. 12.
May naalala ka?
I just remember, actually, it was more New Year's that I recall, and I remember, you know, firecrackers and stuff Papa like top. That. Yeah, so that's all I can remember. It was quite a long time ago.
Ano yung hindi mo malilimutan tuwing Pasko na gusto mong ipasa sa mga anak mo?
I think...
Na kinalakihan mo?
Yeah, I think it's just more spreading the joy of Christmas. Or just knowing that it's an important time to spend with family and close friends, and just spreading the joy of it, the love of it. That's why I do my Christmas carol song requests, just to spread as much as happiness as much as possible, giving to other people as well as enjoying it. At the same time. So it's good for me and good for other people. So, yeah.
At gumawa ka rin ng mga Christmas songs mo, hindi ba? American
yes,
original composition.
I do have one, yes, definitely. It's called Oh Santa, Make It Snow, because I've never experienced a white Christmas. So, because growing up in Australia, it's always warm over Christmas time, and I haven't been overseas during that time. So, yeah, maybe one day. Who knows?
Sa Australia lang nga yata naka-board shorts si Santa. Eh.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
It's Christmas time and I'm laying here waiting for you to arrive. I make a wish and fall asleep and hope that you will visit me. Joy for every girl and boy. Oh, Santa, grant me one wish. I know that I was good this year. Oh, right. There's mistletoe, but no carrot knolls on the face.
Siyempre, aawitan mo kami ngayon dahil dala mong iyong ukulele.
I did bring my ukulele, yes. So I've got one. I've got a song to play for you. So Jingle Bell Rock. I hope you like it.
Jingle bell, jingle bell.
Na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito, mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.